If you have your Bible, turn to Isaiah 42 and verse 6 and 7. I want you to mark these verses because I may refer to them later on in the lesson. They go like this: I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep you, and give you for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Keep these words in mind. I'll refer to them again later on. We find here that God intended to use the nation of Israel to bring about salvation to all the other nations around about him, as a light to the Gentiles, guiding them in the knowledge of God. God wanted the whole world to know about him, so he chose Israel to do that. That did not happen because of Israel's own disobedience and their own sin. They followed the same patterns of the Gentiles round about them. As the nation of Israel increased, sin increased. This was not the purpose for Israel. Israel was supposed to increase, and righteousness was to increase in the world. However, throughout the book that Jesus read, God often spoke of a righteous remnant that remained faithful to him. Out of that righteous remnant, God broke into the history of mankind one more time in the person of Jesus Christ, God incarnate. The birth of Christ marked the boundary between the old covenant and the new. It was through Jesus Christ that the new covenant was inaugurated. It is through Jesus Christ that God continues to work out his plan of salvation and purpose for the world. Just as God said to Israel, "You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation," he reiterated this to the church in 1 Peter, the second chapter. "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own peculiar people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Peter wrote that we were a peculiar people. That word peculiar, some have said it means special. Well, it could be, but not special as in riding the short bus special. This peculiar, I think it means just what it says. Peculiar. You know what peculiar is. You've got some friends that act peculiar. You've got friends that behave themselves in a peculiar manner. Peculiar means different from the regular, different from the usual. It is as though peculiar people marked to the music of another drum. That's what God's people is. They are peculiar. They live different from the world. They think, act, and talk different. It appears to the world that we indeed are a peculiar people. The Great Commission given in Matthew expresses God's purpose for the church. "Go therefore," he says, "and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always even to the end of the age. God is now at work in the church, just as He was in Israel in the days of the laws and prophets. There is coming a time, however, when God is going to bring human history to a close. At that point, God will take His people out of this world briefly and return with them to establish His kingdom. 1,000 years of righteousness under the authority of Jesus Christ. God's plan will have come full circle. Just as the story started in Genesis with a righteous creation, the story ends with all creation again submitted to His righteousness. This plan established continuity between the old covenant and the new. God did not do something brand new in the New Testament. It was prefigured and foretold in the old. This is why Paul said that the Old Testament is like a tutor leading mankind to Jesus Christ. God has always been at work in this world, preserving knowledge of, and faith in, and obedience to Him. The Old Testament, the book that Jesus read, focuses on the story of Israel from Genesis 12 to Malachi 4. After God had multiplied Israel into a great nation and given them the land of Canaan, He moved them forward towards becoming a kingdom. That was a time when God was transforming Israel, the nation, into Israel, the kingdom that would rule over other nations under David and Solomon. At that point, God's purpose for Israel could have been fulfilled, but it was not. Perhaps the nations could have been brought to Jerusalem to worship God at the temple, and then have them gone back to their homes, taking the knowledge of God with them. The knowledge of God would fill the earth. What could have happened did not, because of the sinfulness of Solomon and Israel. In the last days of his kingship, Solomon fell into idolatry, sin before God. He also allowed idolatry to develop throughout the land. At his death, the kingdom of Israel came to an end in civil war, dividing the kingdom into Israel, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the southern kingdom. And because of the sinfulness of Israel, God brought judgment upon both of these kingdoms.